The WASDE report came out back on August 10th, and Kim, the numbers were not what we were expecting, and we've actually recorded a segment and put that up on our Facebook page. And even since then, the price of wheat has fallen even more. Where are we at?
Well, let's just go back to July the 5th when the Kansas City December contract price was $5.94 on the close, $6.02 for the high. This last Thursday, they were at $4.45, essentially $1.50 we've lost off that market. And if you look at that KC December contract, we had strong support at $4.53. We popped through that. I'm reading analysts, and nobody's putting a bottom on this market right now. I hope we're wallowing around and fixing a bottom out, but we can't see a bottom.
Why aren't we seeing a bottom right now?
Well, if you look, it's not the United States' fault. Mm-hmm. You know, our production, 1.7 billion bushels, 2.3 last year. So we took about 500 million bushels off our production. It's not our fault. You look at foreign production, it's a record 25.6 billion bushels. 8 out of the last 10 foreign crops have been record crops. If you look at what's going on around the world and inside that, Russia over the last 10 years have increased their wheat production by 1 billion bushels, and that's hard wheat that competes with us. China has increased their production by 800 million bushels. You know, they right now holding half the world's ending stocks, which is projected to be a record 9.73 billion bushels. I mean, world wheat production, especially foreign wheat production, has increased dramatically, and stocks have increased dramatically, and prices are going in the tank.
So how do we get back out of the tank?
Well, if you look at ending stocks and what we got to produce in 2018 for the world crop, we need to take 2 billion bushels off that crop just to get back to where we were in 2014 when we had $6 average prices. So essentially, you got to take the world, the United States wheat production off the market to get back to over $6.
How likely is it that the whole United States is going to set out a year of wheat production?
I don't think the whole U.S. is going to set out, but and we had poor yields this year. Our production will probably increase next year. You know, we've always said policy comes, policy goes, but weather determines the price, and what we got to have is some less than ideal production weather in the former Soviet Union countries and China and other countries around the world. Australia, you know, they're down 30% this year. So, you know, we got to have lower production. We got to have lower planted acres.
Okay. Thank you much, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University. And if you'd like to see more about what he said, as far as the WASDE report goes, go to our Facebook page and look up SunUp TV.